In the hours after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling to uphold the national health care law, reform advocates in Massachusetts were celebrating yesterday. The ruling has special significance here, since the federal reform is largely based on this state system, which requires that all residents have health insurance. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis reports on reaction among leaders of the Massachusetts movement.
It's an unlikely coalition. Union leaders, hospital administrators, insurance providers, patients, and preachers.
We are elated. We are thrilled. We are ready to sing from the mountaintops with all the prophets of our religious traditions.
Reverend Burns Stanfield heads the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization. Here he is at a statehouse press conference several hours after the Supreme Court issued its decision.
Today's ruling ends the constitutional debate, and it should end the rancorous political debate as well. It is time to move forward. Here in Massachusetts, we have a good example. Once we passed our own reform, we made the move from vigorous debate to vigorous implementation. And that's exactly what we now need in our nation.
There was lots of extrapolating from the Massachusetts experience. Andrew Dreyfus is president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. He says surveys of residents here show they overwhelmingly like the state's universal health care law.
And I believe that as people across the country begin to experience the real benefits of extending coverage to the 30 or 40 million people without health insurance, they too will, over time, support our national law in the same way.
And now that the Massachusetts experiment has been validated in federal court, Dreyfus and his coalition say they have the momentum to blaze another trail. It's not enough to put insurance in the hands of every resident. That insurance has to be affordable.
And that's the next chapter of health reform in Massachusetts. And this coalition that's standing together today is as committed to making coverage affordable as we were as to making accessible.
The Massachusetts House and Senate have both passed legislation that would cut health care costs. They have to reconcile the two bills and get new legislation to the governor by the end of next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskis-Tonis at the State House.